Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Qasas. Now, primarily, there's just one narrative in this regard, and which is reported to two different chains of narration. Both of them are allegedly reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I'll read out the text before you as recorded in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. The words are, Man qara ta'seem al-qasas kana lahu al-ajr bi'adad man saddaka Musa wa kazzaba bihi wa lam yabka malakun fi samawati wal-ard illa shahida lahu yawm al-qiyama annahu kana sadiqan anna kulla shayin halikun illa wajha lahu al-hukmu wa ilayhi turja'un. Which means, as a person recites Surah Qasas, then for every person who testified to the prophethood of Moses and every person who rejected it, he shall be granted some reward. And there is not a single angel which is found in this between the heavens and the earth who shall not testify on the day of judgment for him that he was true, that person was truthful when he said, "Anna kulla shayin halikun illa wajhu," which of course is the last verse of Surah Qasas. Which means that a person that he was truth in the fact that everything is going to perish except for the person of the Almighty, and to him belongs the hukm, and towards him shall all of you be returned. So this is the text of the narrative, and this is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz ibn Hajar has the following comments to make. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and another opinion which he holds about Salam is that Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he's Laysa Bihujjah, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Jizjani says that he's Ghayr al-Siqa. And Abu Zura, Abu Hatim, and call him to be Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharaj says that he's Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu. And another opinion, and Abul Qasim al-Baghvi says that he's Zaiful Hadith Chittin. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he is Kazab, that he's a liar. So we can see on the basis of these comments that how weak this narrative is. And in fact, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted, to be fabricated, and which in other words means that it has absolutely no basis. As far as the other text is concerned, that too is extremely weak. The text is exactly the same. However, the chain of narration of that narrative, which is the other one, which is found in Salawi's Tafsir, has two extremely weak narrators as well. One of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Za'if al-Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkar al-Hadith Chittan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments about him. Thus, Ibn Sa'd says that he fi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. That is what Ibn Sa'd says about him. And we have more than one opinions from Ahmad ibn Hanbal about him, and they are Laysa bishay, Laysa bil qawi, and Zaiful Hadith. So all these comments are made by Ahmad ibn Hanbal about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, we have more than one comment from Yahya ibn Ma'in regarding Ali ibn Zayd, and they are Laysa bizaq al qawi, Zaif, Zaifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bishay, and Laysa bihujjah. So all these comments were made by Yahya ibn Ma'in about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, Al-Ijli says that yuktabu hadithuhu wa laysa bil qawi. And Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Wahil Hadith, Zarif, and La yuhtajju bihi. So he also has these three opinions about him recorded variously. And in the opinion of Abu Zura, he's Laysa bil qawi, and Imam Nasai and Ibn Hajar says that he's Zaif. On the basis of this information, we can see that this narrative too cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad, and therefore we cannot accept it. All in all, to reap the blessings of a surah, we must disregard such narratives which have no basis. And the best way to reap its blessings is that we should understand the surah, we should reflect upon its message, and communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.